During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale. Right.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Make It Rain News Update.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. It is Chris Bavona with your Fantasy Sports News Update. This just in, by the way, as an Islanders fan for you, Joe, and as a Rangers fan for me, Pop Vent sucks.
Wow, you... All right. You're going to make me wear my Mike Bossy jersey tomorrow. Okay, not a problem.
I welcome it. I don't hate the Islanders, but I don't like them either. But yes, Pavel still sucks, but top scores over the Memorial Day weekend on Saturday, the Toronto Raptors, they stamped their first ever ticket to the NBA Finals, beating the Milwaukee Bucks in Game 6, 194, winning the series 4-2, coming back from a 17-point deficit. The Raptors give Canada their first NBA Finals appearance since coming to the league in 1995, along with the Vancouver Grizzlies, who are now, of course, the Memphis Grizzlies. Game 1 of the NBA Finals will open up in Toronto against the Golden State Warriors, and we already know that Kevin Durant, still nursing a calf injury, will not play, and also DeMarcus Cousins is still questionable. And guys, according to the Sportsbook Review, we got some early Finals MVP odds out. Steph Curry.
Ooh, what's Steph?
Steph Curry leads the way at minus 150. Kawhi Leonard, he is at plus 200. Kevin Durant, plus 550, even still with the issue with him even possibly playing. Draymond Green, plus 700. Klay Thompson, plus 1,000. Pascal Siakam, plus 2,000. Kyle Lowry,
nope.
plus 2,500. Guys, those are your top NBA Finals MVP odds so far.
I was going to make this point before. Okay, without KD, I think, you know, in the chat room, people are saying Steph is bad in the finals and stuff like that. I mean, I think this is trending for Steph Curry MVP like crazy. Remember, Iguodala won the first one. Kevin Durant won the last two. And we've seen what does Steph Curry look like back on this team without Kevin Durant. We're all kind of remembering Steph Curry 30-plus a game. I think this sets up for him to continue shooting well. Kyle Lowry and Fred VanVleet, I don't think, can get in his grill that much. I think this sets up really well for Steph to re-announce himself like we've seen without KD. And I think this is trending for him to be to get his first Finals MVP. That is, of course, if you believe the Golden State Warriors will be hoisting the championship.
That we'll dive into it this hour. Okay. There is... I know Vegas, he's the easy favorite, but I don't think he's the guy who's going to win it. I think there's better value on the board, and we'll talk about it because I don't think he's going to have the kind of series people think he's going to have, but we'll talk about that.
All right, we'll dive in.
All right, guys, over to the ice. Game 1 of the Stanley Cup, Sean Corrali scored to break a third-period tie and assisted on another goal. And Tuukka Rask, he stops 18 shots to help the Boston Bruins complete their comeback from a two-goal deficit. They beat the St. Louis Blues 4-2. Game 2 in the best-of-seven series is Wednesday night back in Boston. Guys, some of the scores from MLB yesterday here. Marlins, they beat the Nationals 3-2. Yankees, they beat the Padres with a score of 5-2. They get three home runs in that game, one from Clint Frazier, one from Brett Gardner. There we go. Orioles, they beat the Tigers 5-3. Pirates, they beat the Cincinnati Reds 8-5. Tampa Bay Rays, they beat Toronto 8-3. Astros, they beat the Chicago Cubs 6-5. Colorado Rockies, they beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 4-3. Boston Red Sox, they absolutely destroy the Cleveland Indians 12-5 in that game. Oakland A's, they beat the Angels 8-5. Reds, they beat the Pirates 8-1. Twins, they lose to the Milwaukee Brewers 5-4. Mets, they lose to the Los Angeles Dodgers. They lose bad to the Los Angeles Dodgers 9-5. Mariners, they beat the Texas Rangers 6-2. Sorry here, I actually just realized this. The White Sox and the Royals, they end their game at a tie at 1-1. They have a suspended game right there. That game will be made up a later date.
Today, I believe.
Yep. Also, in other news from the NBA, Cleveland Cavaliers owner Dan Gilbert is awake and responsive and resting comfortably after suffering a stroke Sunday, according to Jay Farner, the CEO of Quicken Loans, the company Gilbert founded and chairs. Farner said in a statement that Gilbert fell ill on Sunday and a friend took him to a Detroit area hospital where he suffered the stroke. Farner said Gilbert was taken in for a catheter-based procedure and was removed to recovery in the ICU, but it seems as if he is at least awake and resting okay. So our thoughts and prayers go out to the family of Dan Gilbert and, of course, the entire organization of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Guys, that is the news for now. I got some stories about John Morant already getting some sort of shoe deal already, and also some stories about Serena Williams, and, of course, remembering the great Bill Buckner, guys.
Sounds good.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it run!
Remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar bills, y'all.
All right, hour number two here, Make It Rain Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll dive into some of MLB's action yesterday. I mean, I can tell you right now, last night, I couldn't wait, actually. It's not often that you get Kershaw versus DeGrom last night, Mets and Dodgers.
I was on the over.
And I was on the Mets first five, DeGrom first five in that game. And it started off great. They both scored a run in the first inning, which was nice. They both kind of settled down and started to mow along. The Dodgers ended up getting one more in the third off of a Bellinger home run. I don't think they found the ball yet, by the way, with how ridiculous that ball was hit. But the Mets came back top of the fifth, ended up scoring two. And took a 3-2 lead and cashed the ticket for me, which was great. And then the Mets, and this is back to our point, the Mets bullpen came into the game after DeGrom was great. I mean, he pitched five innings. He gave up seven hits, two earned runs, one base on ball, two strikeouts. And then he gave way in the sixth inning to a guy named Bachelor, who pitched a third of an inning. Gave up three hits, three earned runs, followed by Zamora came in, also pitched the third of an inning. He gave up, three hits, three earned runs, one base on ball, followed by Gagnon, who also came in, pitched one inning, gave up three hits, one earned run. So you can see the progression there as they ended up losing 9-5. But it was a lot closer than that, except for when the bullpen showed up. And then at that particular point, it was just lights out for the Mets, and it wasn't just the Mets. By the way, over this 3-day weekend, I watched the Cardinals bullpen melt over the weekend too against the Atlanta Braves, up 3-0 going into the top of the ninth at home on Sunday night, and with their number one closer Jordan Hicks, I proceeded to watch him give up three unearned in that top of the ninth inning, and then they go on to lose to the Braves in extra innings. Just there is a theme going on here in Major League Baseball if you haven't been following. And if you ever wanted to be in the pros, be a relief pitcher, because apparently it doesn't make a difference if you can get anybody out. It really doesn't make a damn bit of difference. We'll talk about some MLB plus the championship NBA next.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
All right, guys, welcome back in here. Make It Rain, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri as we take a look here this week. Thursday night gets it going. NBA Finals. We will crown a champion. Golden State going for just a ridiculous third in a row. Four out of the last five here. Kevin Durant not going to play. Boogie Cousins possibly going to play. We'll dive into some of the numbers here. But shout out to the St. Louis Blues, who, by the way, did not win last night in game one of the Stanley Cup Finals. They were looking really good for like the first quarter and maybe the first 2 minutes of the second. And then the second period showed up, and then they got outshot 18-3, pretty much got demolished. It was like the rust kind of wore off of the Boston Bruins last night at home. And pretty much for all of the second and pretty much all of the third, they pretty much dominated the St. Louis Blues. The St. Louis Blues are the better story. The Boston Bruins are the better team. There's just no way around it. I mean, we love that plus number. I mean, they went off, I think, plus 145 last night, 140, 145. they had some value there. A lot of people go, oh, Blues in six, but that's, you know, that's where you fall in love with the story. A team that was dead last January 2nd now is battling for a cup. And, you know, they've yet to actually win a Stanley Cup Finals game because they got swept in 1970 by the Bruins. They're now 0-5. They still haven't won a game. But it's a nice story, and it's an even better organization, apparently, because they sent all of their employees. The Blues surprised every one of their employees, from, like, the janitors to the receptionist, like, you name it. They all put them on a plane and flew them there last night to the game in Boston to come and watch game one of the finals. How cool is that, right? And their thing was, the Blues president said that creating a successful team on and off the ice is a monumental task. He says, and we ask a lot of our staff to deliver the best possible experience in every part of our business. It makes sense that we bring the entire Blues family to the Stanley Cup final because it was a group effort. So pretty like cool that. Stuff there. Yeah, from the organization. Certainly didn't have to do it. I don't know a lot of organizations that would have done that, but they told everyone, pack a bag, meet us at the stadium, and they all took them and flew them into Boston to be able to see game one. Didn't work out for them last night, but it is only game one. Hopefully they'll be able to make this a series, but I thought that was a pretty cool idea that, you know what, guys, this is a team effort. I don't care from top to bottom. That's a classy organization. So hats off to the St. Louis Blues for flying every one of their employees to game one of the Stanley Cup Finals. Not sure Dolan would have done that.
No, probably not. That's definitely a good look, you know, honoring, you know, whatever it is, the administrative staff, the concession stand people. You know, it takes a village, right?
Right.
And I think that's good. You're building a strong culture there in St.
How
Louis.
Cool
I like that move. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And remember, a series doesn't truly start until a home team loses a game. So it's only game one.
That's correct. Yep, and we got a game one coming up this week, of course, as on the road, the Golden State Warriors heading to Toronto. Usually it's the other way around. Teams are usually heading to the Oracle, but no, not this year. You are heading the Golden State Warriors to Toronto to take on this Raptors team. And listen, we know that Kevin Durant won't be in game one. I doubt he's going to be anywhere even remotely close to this series. I just don't see how that calf injury is going to allow him to come back. I know it's nice. People want to make a story of it, but the reality is he ain't coming back from that as far as I'm concerned. And you still got Steph. You still got Draymond. And there are some questions to be answered here without Kevin Durant. Because don't forget, these two teams played, I think, twice over the regular season.
Yep.
And in fact, the last time they played, Gasol wasn't on the team. Kawhi Leonard didn't play. The Warriors had their full complement of Kevin Durant, the entire team, and they still got blown out by 20 in the Oracle. So keep that in mind. And although, listen, you know.
Yeah, but Joe, you say I can't worry about that at all, right? I can't worry about Jack what happened in the regular season. You told me that.
But I'm not saying go out and bet it on that. What I'm saying is, to get some perspective here, is that this wasn't the same Toronto team. But Golden State still was Golden State, but now we're sending two different totally teams, essentially. We got a team without Kevin Durant, without Boogie Cousins, and we've got a Kawhi Leonard who's a little bit beat up at this particular point. You've got a team coming off of at least a 10-day layoff in the Golden State Warriors, who are now traveling on the road, and history tells us that not necessarily a great look for the Golden State Warriors when they've had this much time off, especially when you're filled with a bunch of shooters who need rhythm. They need timing. Not necessarily great. You've got at least the Toronto Raptors a couple of days off since when they won on Friday, which was nice. They get, just about almost a week off there to heal up. But the question to me is going to be, who does Kawhi Leonard defend?
Exactly.
And who defends him? Because the one thing they're going to miss without Kevin Durant, forget about his scoring. The thing that Kevin Durant brought to the table, which nobody ever talks about, is his defense and his ability to not only be a rim protector, but his ability also to defend the perimeter and guys on the outside. And they don't have that now. So what you're left with, your best defender is going to be Andre Iguodala, who's also a little beat up.
So Clay is a very strong defender. Clay is a good two-way player. He is a strong defender. I think Clay is the answer,
John. The thing with Clay, though, is the same problem with Kawhi. Like, if you put Kawhi on Steph Curry, which is going to happen at some particular point, but here's what you run. Here's what you run the problem with. Kawhi is going to get burned out if he is tailing Steph Curry every game. There has to be a somebody else for Toronto. You cannot put Kawhi Leonard chasing Steph Curry the entire damn game around after what he has already been through. He is going to get burned out. And what he has done in the fourth quarter for this Toronto team thus far, if he's chasing around Steph Curry for 3.5 quarters, it's going to be very difficult for him to be able to have his legs or be anywhere close to that in the fourth. So I think the assignments are going to be interesting to see in game one. Who follows Steph? You can't, you know, listen, you can't let Steph Curry go off. We know this. So if it's not Kawhi, who's it going to be defending him? Is it going to be Lowry? And then conversely, who is it going to be? Is it going to be Iguodala? Is it going to be Klay Thompson? Like, who are you going to put on Kawhi Leonard now to be able to try and slow him down? So the big thing, I know everyone talks about Kevin Durant with his scoring. To me, the biggest thing they're going to miss with Kevin Durant is his defensive ability and what he brings to the table, especially going up against a guy like Kawhi Leonard. I don't know who you put on each of these guys. I can't wait to see what they do.
Yeah, and I think that's that. What you're bringing up is kind of part of my narrative for Steph for MVP of this series, Joe. I believe here, listen, I believe the answer on who guards Kawhi Leonard is twofold. I think he's going to see a lot of Klay Thompson, and I think he's going to see a lot of Andre Iguodala. Okay, and both of those guys are above average defenders. I think Golden State has enough personnel, even without Kevin Durant, to have a representative effort defending Kawhi Leonard, mostly through Iguodala and Klay Thompson, two good wing defenders. Okay, so that's one. I agree with you, Joe. I don't think they could use much of Kawhi on Steph for a number of reasons. You accurately put out that, you know, it'll tire him out. Steph Curry runs miles during a game, getting off screens and just chasing him will tucker out Kawhi. I agree. But it also then, Joe, if you put Kawhi on Steph, then whoever the other guard is defending is a mismatch. Kyle Lowry or Fred Van Fleet on the other guard, let's say Klay Thompson, becomes a mismatch that Klay Thompson can take down into the post. Okay, I really think for a number of reasons on both sides of the coin, they're going to have to ride with their point guard, Lowry or Van Fleet, on Steph Curry. And I don't think that's much of a nuisance. And I think Steph Curry will be able to get off. I don't think Kawhi is the right matchup for Klay. That's another reason I like Steph for MVP of the final.
You'll see some Siakam, too, I think, on there. Don't forget that whole Curry-Draymond Green pick-and-roll thing they've got to defend. It's going to be very interesting to see how they approach it without KD.
Put anybody else on Curry, then Lowry on anybody else is a Lowry bill.
Yep, it's going to be interesting. We'll take a look at some of the numbers from Vegas on this next Fantasy Sports.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
And, it looks like you have the Lyme disease. Because it looks like it was early, so you're not going to have any problems here. But this is a great test case, because we don't see this. Do you mind if I invite the students in? It's at Stony Brook University. I'm like, at this point, I'm dying. I don't care anymore. Just give me drugs, whatever I need to survive. I don't care what you do.
George Kurtz test patient. Hey, students, come in. Let's take a look at Lyme disease.
Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern, on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Made Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to MadeSailors.com. That's MadeSailors.com.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
So we'll take a look at some of these numbers here for the championship, for the series, for game one here in the NBA as the Raptors getting ready to host Golden State Warriors on Thursday night. Want to welcome you in here to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Germanary Dane Martinez. Interesting story over the weekend, too. Boy, you want to talk about what a difference between players and their relationship with caddies on the PGA Tour. We all remember the Matt Kuchar debacle there with his fill-in caddy Mexico, where, you know, he ends up winning a ridiculous amount of money and only gives the guy $5,000 when he probably should have given him close to six figures. After he won over $1 million in that tournament and the whole just everyone roasting Kuchar after that. Well, this weekend, Kevin Na ends up winning the Colonial.
Ooh, you nailed cold, by the way, Joe.
Yes.
Was one of like three guys you gave us on Thursday morning. You literally were like Chez Reavie or Kevin Na is going to win this. And by the way, you see who finished in second too, my boy, right?
Yes, he did. He was close. Yeah, Finau was close. But he did. Kevin Na ends up picking up his third career win. 66 he finished over there. So that was a nice payout over the weekend. But it was what he did after the tournament I thought was tell you everything about some of these guys on the tour. Part of the whole tournament here, this Charles Schwab Challenge, the winner was given a completely redone, souped up 73 Dodge Challenger and this car is just like smoking hot too.
Nice.
And this car is worth it's worth about $80,000-$85,000. And he basically, Kevin Na, when they were awarding him the car, the keys, he turned around and flipped the keys to his caddy and said, "It's your car." So he ends up giving, in addition to whatever it was that he won there, the $1 million or so that he won, he gets a percentage of. He also flipped him the keys to the 73 Dodge Challenger for the victory and said, "Here you go, dude. It's all yours." And the caddy just kind of flipped out, man. He was like, "You got to be kidding me." But it just goes to show you that not everyone is a total tool bag like Matt Kuchar, that this guy was able to. The pictures afterwards are priceless, man, that he just handed the keys to his caddy. And he's like, the guy awards him the car and he's like, "Hey, thanks very much." And then he calls his caddy over. He's like, "Here you go, dude. It's your car." So it was awesome. And it's a good moment. And it was good for the PGA Tour. And it's nice to be able to wipe the stink off of what Matt Kuchar did there a couple of months back. So wanted to mention that because not every golfer is a cheap SOB like yep. Tiger and
not every owner. We talked about St.
Right.
Louis.
Yeah.
You know, so we got some feel-good stories. Also, Joe,
you
got to
talk about them, right? You can't make it all about the tool bags, right?
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise you get such a warped sense of reality of what goes on out there. Nobody
Absolutely.
Ever talks about the good that's done. It's always, oh, God, you see what happened here?
Yep. I also saw, you know, it's graduation season, right? It's college graduation season. And I saw mm-hmm. one commencement speaker at a traditional HBCU decided to pay off. He was like giving the speech, right? And it's some like right. billionaire guy. I don't know who it was. In middle of speech, went off script and said that he and his family is going to personally pay off the student debt of everyone in the graduating class of 2019 yep. from yep. that school. So, you know, some of these stories like this, whether it's the St. Louis owner, whether it's, you know, throwing the keys to the caddy who deserves it. You know, so there's some good in the world as well. And as we celebrate Memorial Day, right, yesterday,
right.
and we think about kind of why we're here, for people who make that sacrifice and stuff like that, I think it's nice to hear the good news, not only the stories that piss us off.
That's correct. Exactly. Got to mix that in. Otherwise, we get too jaded.
There's always enough to piss us off, right, Joe?
That's so there's more than enough. So it's nice to celebrate the good things that happen as well. And for the Toronto Raptors, listen, Canada represented in the NBA Finals, taking on Golden State. Interesting enough, it opened up shortly after their win against Milwaukee in Game 6. It looked like Golden State was a -1 favorite. It kind of shifted. Awful lot of money came in on Toronto there, kind of pushed Toronto to the favorite. I do think this is going to go off Game 1, that is. I do think it's going to go off close to a pick'em. We know. I mean, right. Vegas right now, the sports books are talking about they're pretty even across the board when it comes to money on both sides. So they're not really in danger of getting their asses handed to them
one
way.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. They're not really in that situation where they are panicking in the playoffs, because if the St. Louis Blues do win the Stanley Cup, they're on the hook for multi-millions of dollars if they pull the upset. So that they're sweating, not necessarily so far the bets that have come in here on both sides. It's pretty even. Let's face it, anybody who took Golden State's been the prohibitive favorite forever. So any future tickets aren't at, 300 to 1 or, 250 to 1 like St. Louis was. They're okay. They're going to be covered there. But even the series prices now.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, they were obviously the clear favorite. But right now, I mean, it's kind of bounced back and forth. They opened up -275 for the series price, that being Golden State. For a little while over the weekend, it was pushed to -300. And then we started to see some buyback from Toronto people. Sharp started hopping all over that, started pushing Toronto. Then it came back a little bit. So it's kind of somewhere in that ballpark right now across the books, that -270 to what is it? +240, somewhere in that ballpark. Yeah. What are you showing on FanDuel right now? What does that look like?
Very close to what you just said, Joe. Right now on FanDuel, the Raptors are at +230 and the Warriors are -290. So right around there, Joe. And what's interesting is, the exact series total. That might be, and I've played in things like the exact series total or game one and the exact result, because in essence, Joe, and I was going to get into this and quite frankly ask you, I know that sharps like us, we don't like laying -290. We don't like laying -250. We don't like laying -300. But honestly, Joe, that minus only matters if you lose, right? That's only the money if you lose and if you risk it.
That's it.
I truly, and maybe you can convince me otherwise, and earmuffs, Gabe Morency, but I really don't see a way that the Raptors ultimately win this series. I really don't. Kawhi might be running on his last legs. We talked about the ability to defend Kawhi maybe better than the ability to defend the splash, but I just don't see it, Joe. I don't see it. Maybe they could go six, whatever. So tell me, why, Joe, don't I just bite the bullet and lay the -300, the -270, whatever it is, why don't I just bet a heavy unit with the Warriors and feel like I'm just putting my money in escrow for the next 2 weeks? Is there a reason you're going to talk me out of it?
Well, if you crunch the numbers and let's say -300 for Golden State, right? And let's say plus 240 for the Toronto Raptors, right? The the implied probability of Golden State winning is somewhere around 73% of the time. Toronto would be 27% of the time. So then you look and you right. So you look at the and you go, why would Sharps lay minus, you know, 275 or better with a Golden State? Like, why take the risk? Why expose it there? If Toronto, given what we've seen, has, you know, it's they've got a better, you know, a 25% chance or better to go. And I think the reason is experience. And the guys that I talked to over the weekend, that was what they kept coming back to as to why they were landing with Toronto. They kept harping on the whole experience, how the Warriors just swept Portland without Kevin Durant and the idea that he might be able to return. The other thing they kept mentioning was the extra gears that this team has. And we've talked about it all throughout the playoffs that Golden State, whether on both sides, whether it be offense or defense, they've got it. And the other big thing, too, which is something we haven't talked about, but it's worth bringing up, is how comfortable Golden State is at either pace, whether it be slow it down to a crawl, to a turtle, or you want to go up-tempo, we can go up-tempo. Milwaukee didn't have that. Milwaukee was either fast pace or they were useless. And Toronto took advantage of that. Right. Toronto slowed it down to a crawl, which is what allowed them to stay in those games. That's not going to happen here. So for those reasons, the guys that I talked to over the weekend, that was why they were going big with Golden State. Right, they love the experience. They love. They're going ahead.
Do you have any reason to talk me out of laying a heavy unit on the Warriors for the series? Is there any reason I shouldn't do it?
Well, value. I mean, let's face it. The value is.
That's what I'm saying. It's only the risk if I lose it. It's only
because don't forget, that's going to go up that number at plus 240. That's going to get closer, I think, to 270, 275 before it's all said and done. So there is some value there. You know, they're a value bet. I mean, basically, if you're going with Toronto, you're going because, hey, it's worth a shot here. There's too much value to ignore it. Anything can happen in a seven-game series. So, and the first game is going
to
be a
pick-em. That's the narrative you need to ride Toronto on some anything can happen. If that's really like the second bullet point, Joe, of the case for Toronto is that anything could happen. That doesn't, you know, that doesn't instill confidence in me. That's what I'm saying. I'm looking for reasons to not lay this money. I understand that minus three Bills is not something we generally do, but like I am struggling to see the narrative for where Golden State doesn't just win their third straight title. And if that's the case, I don't care. They could be minus 1,800 for all I care. If I win, I win. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so but at the same time, sharps are looking at Toronto going, if you think as a sharp, if you're thinking as a bettor that Golden State once again is being completely overvalued, especially from Vegas, because keep in mind, Vegas is warrior country, guys. Everybody from California drives over to Vegas and places it. So there is some overvaluing. So if you like Toronto and you feel they're not getting enough credit at plus 250, 260 for the upset, then you're damn right you play Toronto because the value is there. That Golden State's being overvalued and Toronto's being undervalued. That's how you make some money. You don't make money betting the minus 280s and the minus 300. So if you feel Golden State's being overvalued, and they might very well be at this point because of their proximity to California, Toronto's not a bad play. We'll talk more about that coming up.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with five bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Guys, let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing Daily Fantasy Baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer user to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or simply become part of the growing community who has already won thousands of dollars. So if you're playing MLB DFS and you're not using DailyRoto.com, guys, you're doing it wrong. Simply enter the promo code FNTSY. Get your 10% discount for the 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package only at DailyRoto.com. Promo code, guys, is FNTSY. Get your 10% discount today. And welcome in here to Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network on this Tuesday. Want to thank you guys for making us a part of it as we roll into the work week. Those of you that had a three-day weekend, hope you enjoyed it. Hope it was profitable. And let's face it, if you were playing any MLB over the weekend, might have been a little frustrating for you as these bullpens continue to just I shake my head at what I am watching this season in the MLB. And to see guys like Kimbrel and Dallas Keuchel still on the sidelines cracks me up. But Keuchel will be. He's talking to teams like Tampa and the Yankees. What they are waiting for is Monday to come by after the draft, because once the draft happens, anybody who signs Keuchel doesn't have to give a compensatory draft pick to whoever it is. So they're kind of just wait, but he will be in uniform, I think, within the next couple of weeks. That's for sure. But it's just frustrating as all hell. As much as we love home runs, okay, and everyone loves home runs, right? It's what saved baseball, the whole steroid era. But I got to tell you, from a betting perspective, the anything outside of first fives, case in point last night with DeGrom and what you're seeing there with Kershaw, once bullpens start getting involved, the idea of shut down bullpen is, and the game shifted years back, Dane, hey, all we need is six innings, and then we get these guys for the seventh and eighth, and then, right, the closer in the ninth, yep. And, the Yankees are really the only team that holds on to that concept, because just about everybody else, it's, wow, is it hard to watch. And listen, Major League Baseball teams set a record, well, almost set a record, the second most home runs ever hit in one day in baseball history happened Friday night. Teams combined to hit 59 home runs, guys. The only other time was 62 homers were hit on July 2nd. When? The steroid era in 2002. But you got to be kidding me, guys. And oh, by the way, on Friday, only 14 games were played. The Yankees and the Royals were rained out. So you didn't even have the full complement of games, but you are looking. I mean, you're looking here. 59 home runs. You have any idea how hard it is to sit there and handicap this, this league right now and the way it is, given the fact that once bullpens enter the game outside of starting pitching, it's anybody's ball game. Home runs have completely gotten out of control. Love them. You know, if you're watching the game, it's exciting. I get it. But from a betting perspective, extremely frustrating to know that your team has played 8.5, 9 innings, 9 1/3 innings of great, and then all of a sudden a reliever comes in, and you know, three batters later the game is over and your team lost. It's getting out of control, Dane. And yep. You know, from a fantasy perspective, I don't even know how do you even handicap that from a fantasy perspective.
Well, I told you guys about it about a couple of weeks ago. I mentioned the proliferance of the three true outcomes and what that means. It means that home runs come a dime a dozen, okay? It means your Joey Gallo's, your CJ Crone's, your guys who hit 240 and hit 30 home runs, they are not special anymore. That's pretty much everybody. So what it means is you have to put a much higher value on hitters who can actually hit for average, on people who can steal some bases, because those stats are kind of dwindling and going away. Meanwhile, home runs become a little cheaper because everyone is hitting them. And Joe, right, to your point, 2017, most home runs of all time, 6,105, okay? 2016, third most homers of all time, 5,600 plus. 2018, last year, fourth highest home runs of all time. It's all these years and then the steroid era, like you were talking about, 2000, 99, 01. But here's my point here, Joe. 2017 is the record for home runs in a season. 6,100 of them, okay? Mm-hmm. At this point of the year, most teams have played, oh, I don't know, 53, 54 games, something like that. Just shy, Joe, of a third of the season, okay? Just shy of a third of the season. Remember, the record all time is 6,100. So far, Joe, already this year, 2,126. That extrapolates out to about 6,400. We are on pace for Major League Baseball to have 300 more home runs than they've ever had before. And I'm telling you, Joe, it's also this launch angle thing is a big part of it, okay? Home run to fly ball ratio, another interesting stat, okay? In the entire history of baseball, Joe, the number should be around 10%, which means 10% of fly balls that are hit actually go over the wall, okay? You know where we're at this year, Joe? 14.7%, okay? Another 5% of balls that go up go over, and that's what we're seeing. We're seeing home runs like crazy. Everyone can do it because of the launch angle, okay? And because of this crazy velocity people are throwing with these days, we are getting more home runs. It's not a mirage. And so what that means, it's interesting, Joe, you were on Mets first five. You know what I was on? I was on the over. With DeGrom and Kershaw, it was still 6.5. And I was like, this is not vintage DeGrom. This is not vintage Kershaw. And who knows when we get into the bullpen. And just like it was 3-2 when the Mets went into the bullpen. And then literally after a half inning of that, I had hit my over, Joe.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's not just all teams. I mean, when you look and when you start breaking down some of these teams, I mean, the Twins became the second team in history to hit 100 home runs through 50 team games. I mean, they have 100 and they got 101 to go here. You guys, they hit their 100th home run as a team in their 98th game last season. This year, what the hell changed that all of a sudden now they've got 100 home runs through 50 games? They still got 101 to go here. It's like, you got to be kidding me. So from a betting perspective,
no one cares about the strikeout anymore. It's all or nothing. Every year, Joe, again, every year since 2008, Major League Baseball has set a new league record for strikeouts. They don't care anymore. It's not about the bunt, sacrifice bunt. It's not about the hit and run. It's not like, oh my God, striking out is a problem if one out of every four at bats you hit one over the wall. That's just the way it looks these days with sabermetrics and win probability and all that stuff.
Yeah, and it's a head shaker, guys. It's you've got to kind of reevaluate everything you do when you approach handicapping these games, because anytime you get past the first five, starting pitching has become even more valuable to the better now than ever before, because if you have to rely upon bullpens coming in, which also makes it very difficult to handicap these bullpen starter days, which is now the latest craze, right? So how do you decide what game to look at? Who's got the edge? This guy's throwing it. Yankees did it yesterday, started Chad Green. Then they brought in some guy, Hale. And then it's like, all right, I'm scrambling. Like, I don't even know who these people are. What the hell am I supposed to do? I like the Yankees, but, you know, you got to be kidding me. I mean, San Diego's throwing one, you know, their fourth starter. So, like, you know, who's got the edge here? It makes it that much more challenging to approach handicapping these games. But understand the value, overs, right? Overs a lot of times for full games. First fives if you really like these starting pitchers.
Right.
But, man, you are taking you're taking a bet to a whole different level if you're betting unders or full games without having a lot of confidence in the starting pitching that you're looking at, guys. There's a lot of games you should be passing.
It's almost like, Joe, correct me if I'm wrong, right? You need to be a truly, I don't want to say elite, but like you have to be a top-end starter to counteract what's happening in the league. You know, if you're just a regular starter, you're going to fall. You're going to succumb to this home run three true outcome. The home runs will come. It's almost like you have to be a truly top end starter or else the answer is over. And then if you are a truly top end starter, then give me that starter minus half a run on the first five. It's almost like that's the fork in the road, right? Like if they're just two random guys, you know, that are not great. Like today, you even got Plesak and Price for Cleveland and the Bo Sox. Give me the over. You know, Toronto and Tampa, give me the over. Unless it's a true, strong starting pitcher that can, like, actually counteract that. And in that case, give me that guy first half, first five.
Yeah, yeah, and you got to be very careful, too, because a lot of guys got sucked in. They saw Verlander going up against the Red Sox this weekend, and everybody and their mother is like, oh, no way are the Red Sox ever going to be able to beat Verlander going up against Eduardo Rodriguez. Oh, no, it's blindly bet Verlander. And again, guys, got to remind you, pitchers are not going to go 35-36-0. There are going to be moments in the schedule. There are going to be matchups. There are going to be times where it only makes sense to fade teams. And you want to talk about overvalued. Every time Verlander gets on the mound, whether it's the Red Sox or anybody else, you're looking at least $2. You're looking at laying at least $2 or more on these teams with the Astros. And that's where the value comes in, is that when was the last time you were going to be able to get the Mets at plus Red Sox, rather, at plus 150? Like, when's the last time you can even remember that? Sure. And you have to pick and choose your spots. And just because you see that frontline starter, a Verlander who, all right, well, you might as well lay it because Verlander was 8-1 going into that game. It's not like Verlander is going to win every game he pitches. Figure out the situation, look at the moment, and understand that, hey, guys, there's going to be some regression here. We're seeing it with Berrios. We saw it with Castillo yesterday with the Reds.
Yep.
Just because
Domingo
these guys
Herman
are on the mound
over the weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Just because these guys are on the mound doesn't mean they're automatic plays. And I see guys making this mistake a lot at this point in the season, reminding you these guys are not going undefeated. They are going to have stretches where there's going to be regression. And when there's regression, you know what happens eventually. They're going to get back on track. They're going to push forward. Baseball is all about streaks. When do you get them? When do you bet with them? When do you bet against them? There are still a whole bunch of pitchers out there that we are waiting for that other shoe to drop, so to speak, that are going to come back. DeGrom, yeah. Caleb Smith over the weekend for the Marlins got lit up by Washington. Gave up five runs there in the first three innings. So you got to know when to look at these. But do not blindly just bet a Verlander because he's on the damn mound. do not lay the $2 or more simply because they're pitching. I mean, yesterday, the Reds, who I believe are below the Pirates in the standings, were over $2 favorites. Like, what are you guys doing? Like, what are you, because Castillo was on the mound. Like, guys, what are you doing? But that, again, is because that shows you. Joe Public looks and says, oh, this guy's unhittable. He's got a low ERA. He's going up against a bad team in the Pirates. Let's pick the Reds. Like, everything else goes out the window. Yeah, not a good approach, guys. Even the best of pitchers in this league right now are going to come back to earth a little bit. Your job as a handicapper is to figure out when that moment is. Exactly. Otherwise, forget about it. I mean, how would you draft fantasy if Verlander was never going to lose? That, you know, he'd be the first guy, right? That's it. These guys are never going to lose. Well, they lose. And you've got to figure out when to start riding them and when to go, you know what? Let me back off here. Too much value on the other team. One of the worst things to be, Dane, is overvalued in Major League Baseball. And that's when guys really make their money.
Even these great pitchers are also going to, you know, give way to the bullpen eventually.
Absolutely. Yep. Pick your spots, guys. 162 games.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
In this league.
Adam Gase reminds me of, like, he's like Mr. Manhattan from Watchmen, because he can see everything. Those eyes are so big. He's like, I can see all outcomes. I am the GM. He's Mr. Manhattan.
He's the three-eyed raven.
Yeah, sure.
He's trying to be three-eyed.
He's Bran. He's essentially Bran.
Yeah, he's trying to be the three-eyed raven by how wide he opens his eyes, but he still only has two of those things. Yeah. So
what are you doing, Adam? He's like, I'm looking into the future.
Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, getting ready. Final hour here of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And I'll give you another example over the weekend of, you know, people who just blindly see a pitcher's name and just assume that automatically that team in Major League Baseball is somehow worth a play. You had Scherzer on the mound for the Nationals over the weekend. And Scherzer and the Nationals were -$3, guys, -$3. Wow. Scherzer, okay, when he the team is 2-9 when he starts a game, okay, this year, all right? He is 2-9. He's already lost close to 12 units for bettors when he is on the mound. And yet, why was he -$3 yesterday? Why? Because people saw, oh, Scherzer's playing the Marlins. The Marlins suck. So Scherzer, man, he must be, he's an easy play. Yeah, well, you can make it now 2-10 minus almost 15 units now when Scherzer starts for the Nationals. That's the danger here of looking at Major League Baseball and just associating. It's important. Starting pitching is extremely important, but knowing when to back starting pitching is even more important. We told you about the Reds being below the Pirates in the standings, and yet somehow, because Castillo was on the mound, the Reds were, plus two, oh, over $2. They were plus $2 favorites, like, in this game on the road, like, at home, rather. Like, are you serious? Like, what are we doing here, guys? Very dangerous to just look at starting pitchers with big names and go, ha-ha, they're on the mound. The team they're playing sucks, so they must be an easy winner. And, Dan, guys fall into it all the time. Could you imagine laying $3 with Scherzer yesterday against the Marlins and having that and then going, I can't believe I actually laid $3 on this game?
I know. I don't want to lay $3 on the Golden State Warriors. Joe.
Warriors, right, yeah. Well, at least you got them at seven games. Like, could you imagine one game, you know, laying like...
And, Joe, you say you got to know when to back these guys. Let me answer the question for you and tie it into our poll question. Sure. The time for me to back Max Scherzer is in about, about a month when he's starting for the New York Yankees instead of the Washington Nationals. How about that? Okay, and by the way, Joe, our poll question is which team is going to announce themselves as sellers the first in the MLB trading deadline, okay? And the options I put were the San Francisco Giants. We've heard about Madison Bumgarner. I mentioned these Washington Nationals who have some studs, okay? Strasburg, Scherzer, they're 10 games under, looking up at three teams in the NL East. And I also mentioned there was another team I mentioned, the Seattle Mariners, potentially. They, after their hot start, all the way on the bottom. We're going to start seeing teams move some pieces around. I think the Yankees are going to be in the Scherzer market. And by the way, Dallas Keuchel will be starting for us after the MLB draft.
See, just like that. Done. We should be GMs. All right, final hour coming up here. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Let's do it.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.